You may have heard of Alexander Fleming's discovery of penicillin back in the 1920s. However, most folks don't know the important role agricultural scientists played in bringing us that miracle cure. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Their logo is new and their name is a lot easier to say, but at their core, they are still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgroLiquid, and we like it that way. AgroLiquid.com.
Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin in 1928, but it was 10 years later before the antibiotic could be produced and tried on humans. The quantities were extremely small.
The dosage of penicillin is based on body weight, and they'd been treating a husky policeman, and they decided to try it out on children instead, who maybe weigh a fourth the amount of a grown man.
Steven Peterson is a research microbiologist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Peoria. A man whose lab would eventually have a connection to this story. The English researchers knew penicillin worked, they just needed far more of it.
In London at that time, the Blitz was going on, all the factories were being bombed every night. So they decided to come to the United States and see if some of the pharmaceutical companies here would take up the mass production.
They were directed to the USDA lab in Washington, D.C., and leaders there sent the doctors to the Midwest.
Charles Tom told them that USDA would like to do this and sent them to Peoria. The Peoria lab had a section specifically for mold fermentations, and they took up the challenge.
One team in Peoria looked for the right medium, or food, if you will, for the penicillin fungus to grow.
Dr. Andrew Moyer was tasked with that, and within 6 months, he had found out that corn sugar and corn steep liquor would increase the productivity of the penicillin almost 100 times.
It was enough to do trials, but not enough to inoculate the masses. There was still much to do. And that story next time, as we travel the countryside in Peoria, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.